Welcome back to A Better Way of Earning. In episode one, we redefined success. Today, we move from philosophy to practicality. If the traditional employment model is no longer guaranteed, then the next logical question becomes, how do we create stability without depending on one source? For decades, multiple jobs was viewed as instability. Today, multiple income streams may be the most stable strategy available. This is not about overworking. It's not about glorifying hustle. It's about diversification. And diversification is not new. Investors diversify, corporations diversify, nations diversify. Why have we not been taught to do the same with our earning power? So let's define income streams properly. There are generally four categories: earned income, your job or service; profit income, business ownership; investment income, dividends, interest, capital gains; intellectual or digital income, courses, licensing, royalties. Most professionals rely entirely on category one. That is risk concentration. When one paycheck funds 100% of your life, your exposure is high. Diversification does not mean quitting your job tomorrow. It means layering intelligently. Small consulting projects, advisory roles, teaching, digital product development, equity participation. And here is where many people hesitate. I do not want to stretch myself too thin. Correct. The goal is not exhaustion. The goal is leverage. The question becomes, which of my skills can generate income without consuming more hours? That is the pivot. So let's take a moment and dive into a little bit deeper into these four categories. Earned income. As I stated, it's your job or your service. Oftentimes, people look at their jobs as the position that they hold. I want to challenge you to begin to look at the entire system that you're a part of while you're working. Are there skills, information, knowledge that you can begin to absorb outside of your position will help you to navigate into something that is beneficial for you? This is looking at where you are and maximizing that time. Instead of dreading being at your job, figure out how the company works. Figure out how they got started. Learn the pitfalls. Learn the industry standards. Learn the movement of being a part of the system that you're in. Begin to reframe your mind of, I go to work every day, to, I get to learn from other people with other expertise in order for me to evaluate what else I can do to build more income for myself. Now, please do this in a respectful and a professional manner. This is not about forcing someone to teach you something. It's about being present. Watch the movement. Listen. Oftentimes we feel like that we have to stake our claim by being vocal and being the person in charge or the person holding the platform or the person doing the most speaking. But a lot of successful entrepreneurs will tell you that they spent time behind the scenes. They spent time in rooms and spaces that they didn't have a position, that they didn't have a level of leadership, but they had access to information that they never would have had had they not been in the right time, in the right place. So as you're earning your income and you're reframing and evaluating other revenue streams, start where you are. Learn what else that industry, that company, that business is connected to. Learn about the customers they serve. Why did they choose that audience? And the partnerships that they've developed to help them expand. So take time to not just work, but to learn. Category 2, profit income, business ownership. Now, this is where I have done a lot of coaching, especially with new entrepreneurs, to help them to build the foundations of a sustainable business. Oftentimes, we jump into our entrepreneurship not fully being prepared and understanding all of the needs that that business is going to require. What happens is we overextend ourselves into industries and business concepts that we may or may not be financially ready to execute upon. In this world of instant access, social media, chat, GPT, and open AI systems, we can find a lot of information. Sometimes we get overboard or overloaded with information, and the execution part is where we're limited. So before you jump into this entrepreneur journey, or if you're already in your entrepreneur journey, begin to forecast if this business model is no longer applicable in the next economic shift or the trends or the needs of my selected audience. Am I in a position to pivot without closing? Sometimes even in the names that we choose, we box ourselves in to the operations in the industry that we start in, not allowing opportunity for other avenues and expansion to happen so that when the economic cycle goes into the recession, the troughs, the building portion of it, that there are other avenues within our business that is generating sustainable income to keep us going. Launching a business is easy. Coming up with a concept, extremely creative and exciting. Sustaining a business and building a business that is able to navigate through the highs and the lows of the business cycles is something that takes time, skill, understanding, and planning. So don't be afraid to start small. I think in this time of social presence, we feel the need to be able to create postable success. When I say postable success, I'm referring to being able to put the big wins out there for our friends and family and connections and people on our platforms to see that we're growing. Now, I will be the first to tell you, a lot of business success is not postable. A lot of business growth is not pretty. So if you're not prepared for that, then you'll find yourself in the mindset of panic, abrupt decisions, and limited planning for the what ifs. So within that business ownership, challenge yourself to think it through. If you're already out there and you're noticing that the economic climate that we find ourselves in is dampening your earning potential, then begin now to think of ways to diversify that portfolio in your business to create smaller revenue streams for sustainability. As everyone is aware, the business cycle is the same as the economic cycle. When we are in recessive times, then the business not only needs to recognize that time, the trough, that the economy is within, it requires you to make some really hard decisions so that you can make it into the peak. The peak point in the economic cycle is when money is flowing, business is great, your demand is high, and you're able to make a lot of money. If you're not planning your business around this economic cycle, then when you find yourself in the trough, which it happens, it's not failure thing. It's not dependent on how great you are or how successful you are, even how much money you have. Look at what's happening now, especially for my entrepreneurs. Start to evaluate what's happening with the platforms that you use to facilitate your business operations. They recognize that the economy is weak. Things are going, prices, cost of things are increasing. As most companies do, the larger, the mid-sized, the enterprises, they are prepared for this dip. And what they do is strategically pass their cost onto you, the people using their services and products. Small business owners, entrepreneurs, because we don't have the cushion that those enterprises have within our budgets and finances, we hesitate to change our pricing. We hesitate to pass on the increased expenses that we are incurring to the customers and clients that we have. For a lot of startups, it's because we have limited clients, we have limited connection, and we don't want to run them away. Where you're navigating now in a minimalistic type of mindset that is going to cost your business its own growth. There are ways that you can pass on those costs without offending your current clients and customers. But that takes planning. Category 3, investment income, dividends, interest, capital gains. For a long time, we reserved this space for the 1%ers, for the wealthy people, for the large corporations. We didn't think about this as an average person because a lot of people are living check by check. A lot of people don't make enough income themselves to even consider about investments. Well, that's because you're thinking about it on the wrong scale. There are ways that you can take your current paycheck today. And investments doesn't mean that you're buying another company or you're buying stock in something. You can invest into yourself, invest into your vacation, invest into your household, invest into your future. You do that, or you can do that, by putting small amounts of money aside. Think about all of the, my pastor calls it stupid money. So for lack of better terms, stupid money that you've spent throughout your lifetime. And think about how much that could have accumulated in an investment space today. So maybe that looks like the money that you're spending for that morning coffee, that $5 to $8, can go into a savings account. And at the end of each month, you use that to apply to something larger to help out your growth, whether that is education or a certification or a training course that can help further you along with your income acquisitions. In order for us to look at a better way of earning, we must retrain our brains to not need immediate satisfaction and look for longevity and long-term growth. And sometimes that small sacrifice that you make now will expand into something large and huge and profitable later. I'll tell you a personal story. When I became a single mom, I had three boys. And when I tell you my paycheck didn't cover the daycare and the cost of these boys growing and food and keeping a roof over their head, I mean, I was struggling. But something I did unintentionally, this is not a sexy story. I'm not trying to make it seem like I knew exactly what I was doing. I'm telling you the truth, which is why this podcast is here. It's giving you just the reality of it. So what happened with my company when I first started, I had split my income, my paycheck, where $50, I got paid bimonthly. So $50 from every check would go into my credit union account. And so that happened, and I forgot about it, to be honest with you. I forgot about it. You'll be surprised at how much money that if you don't see it or touch it, that can grow without your need or desire to utilize it because it's somewhere that's not right in front of your face. And so it was probably about 2 or 3 years later. Oh, let me add in. The bank card that I had for that account had expired, but I had moved out of that state to another state, and the credit union wasn't in that state. So just life, you know, everything's happening. So I didn't take the time to go and reach out to the credit union to get them to mail me a new card. I just forgot about it. Well, we're talking 3 years away from when I first started this, 3 to 4 years. And they continue to send me these online accounts. But if you're broke, most of the time you don't really check your bank accounts. Don't judge me for that. But you don't check it because you already know there's no money in it. So I never really paid attention to the credit union's bank account until one day I just happened to open it. There was thousands of dollars in this one little credit union account that I had forgot about because that little $50 every 2 weeks went in and was never touched. So I tell you that story because I want you to understand that when I talk about things to implement, I'm not coming from a space of success and millions of dollars or not really understanding. I built my awareness and my acumen in real life, handling real struggles. So I only talk to you about something that I know works. I'm not the hype person. I'm not that person that is trying to be the popular. I'm telling you from reality. So you can take $10, $20, $50 per paycheck, put it into a separate savings account. Online now, there's so many online banks that you can have access to that you never even have to walk into. And don't use the card. Name that account whatever your desire is and know that that's there. Operate everything else from the household, from whatever else that's remaining within that check. So back to category three. When you're talking about dividends, interest, that savings account, if it's not touched, is gaining you interest. Don't be upset about a nickel, 12 cent, 11 cent, because that's money that's earned off of the money that's in that savings account. Dividends, capital gains, these things can be acquired on today's salary if you navigate it properly. Category 4, intellectual or digital income. I listed courses, licensing, and royalties as a few of the categories, but I want you to expand past that. Your intellectual property are things that you talk about daily. Maybe you're that grandmother that understands the shifts and the things that you've seen throughout your environment or throughout your lifetime that the next generation could benefit from. You don't have to be tech savvy. You don't have to launch this whole business plan or something. You can have these conversations. You can build up a following of people that relate to your life experiences. We don't have to always build on a big scale in order for us to diversify our income. Somebody could very well follow all of the information that you're given long enough to ask you to come speak, to ask you to be a part of a panel, to come into their company and talk about some things that you have learned throughout your work history. Again, back to category 1, that earned income. You didn't just do your job. You not only understood what your job was and your responsibility was, you learn other layers of aspect, business acumen that now can be monetized just by going to work every day. So I wanted to really elaborate on that because this is something that's really passionate for me, because every single day, each and every one of us are struggling in survival. Now, each level, each person's level of survival, survival for you may be, I need a vacation. I need a vacation. So then find a way to make that money from another project or a side gig or side work so that it doesn't directly impact the income that you are earning from your job or from your business. When you begin to understand how to diversify incomes on a more granular scale, it begins to make sense. There is somebody out there that loves baking cookies and cakes and pies and things. Well, in this day and time, in today's day and time, that stuff is not readily found. It's more commercialized. So maybe you can sell to the neighborhood. Maybe you can attend school functions and sell things there, or flea markets, or areas that you can begin to get your passion points and create some level of revenue. We've moved so far away because of technology from the actual human contact and the human connection that some of us can imagine how we can capitalize on current skills, current abilities, things we do every single day, and add another level of revenue. List one skill that you already possess that someone would pay to learn from you. Not someday, now. Second, calculate what percentage of your income is dependent on your one employer. Awareness removes illusion. And then third, research low barrier secondary income paths. Can you freelance? Can you consult? What about being an advisor? Do you have a digital product in mind? How about micro investing? Not action yet, just awareness. So let's be clear. Diversification is not greed. It's preparation. Ask yourself, if one door closed, Would I have another already built? Or would I be starting from zero? Most of us know this information, have heard this information, and truly understand the information. But because of time, stress, limited access, we tend to procrastinate on implementing some of these actions until it's too late. There are people that have been dedicated and loyal to their company for decades that wake up one day and within 10 minutes find that their entire ecosystem has been dramatically disrupted. Tradition shows us that we then go and we replace one employer with another employer, thus again placing us within a space of one level of income source. If you've ever had this to happen to you, there's a thought that enters into your mind that oftentimes some people second guess. And that is, do I want to go through this again? It doesn't mean, again, to walk away from your job, for everyone in the family to quit their income. That's not what I'm asking you. What I'm asking you is, just like car insurance and house insurance and anything that you do to protect your life and your lifestyle, why not apply the same mindset to your income also? There are people out here that are finding new energy, new strengths, and tools and skills that they've had their entire lives. They've just never had the opportunity to reframe their thought, their processes, and learn how to monetize it. I remember when I first started becoming an entrepreneur and I heard these buzzwords of multiple streams of revenue. And as an analytical person, that didn't resonate with me. It only sounded like a lot of work. It wasn't until I took the time and understood how to apply it to the skills and capabilities that I had innate within me. Things that I had done for companies, things that I had done for friends and family, things that I do at the grocery store. It wasn't until I was able to look at it from that micro level of understanding that I began to recognize that I had opportunities that I've never capitalized on. So when you're looking at the concept of multiple streams of revenue or income, let's not look at it in a box of, I need to work harder. Let's look at the everyday things that you're doing, the people that you touch, the people that rely and respect you. How can you create a, for lack of better terms, an insurance policy so that you can ensure that your lifestyle, your family's lifestyle, your growth, your desires, how about even your freedom is protected? As we close today's conversation, again, remember this. Earning is not just about money. It's about access. It is about ownership. Ownership of your lifestyle. Ownership of your day. Ownership of your future. It's about the ability to make the informed choices in a world that is constantly shifting. You do not have to panic. You do not have to react emotionally. But what you do have to do is remain aware. A better way of earning exists so that we can think clearly, move strategically, and build systems that protect our futures, not just for ourselves, but for the generations watching, how we respond to change, shifts, adversities, and growth. If today's conversation, as always, challenged you, I want you to sit with that for a moment. If it stretched you, do some research on it. If it empowered you, start to apply it. And if you're ready to explore practical tools, real opportunities, and an ecosystem designed to support professionals and companies navigating this modern economy, I invite you to visit our platform, Ascent Global Marketplace. Ascent has been created to help people that are skill-heavy, talented, but want to move away from that resume. You're more than a bullet point. You're more than a line item. You are a whole ecosystem. You're an entire person that brings a lifetime of your experiences into your earning power. Join Ascent, build your professional profile, and connect with companies that understand the entire you. Until next time, stay informed, stay prepared, and mostly stay in ownership of your choice. Mm-hmm.